Neo bashes parents who transition kids, forgotten their roles, update, singer caves, apologizes. By Paul Bois on August 7, 2023. Singer Neo, best known for his hit R&B song So Sick, bashed parents who transition children who declare themselves transgender. Speaking with Gloria Vellis for Vlad TV, Neo said that parents who transition their children have forgotten their roles by allowing their children to dictate reality. Update: Neo apologized for his remarks Sunday night and pledged to better educate myself on the topic, so I can approach future conversations with more empathy. Original story continues below. I feel like the parents have almost forgotten what the role of a parent is, he said. If your little boy comes up to you and says, "Daddy, I wanna be a girl," you just let him rock with that? Where did he get that? If you let this 5-year-old little boy eat candy all day, he's gonna do that. Like, when did it become a good idea to let a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 12-year-old make a life-changing decision? When did that happen? Like, I don't understand that, he added. Neo recalled an era where a man was a man and a woman was a woman. There was two genders and that's just how I rocked, he said. You could identify as a goldfish if you feel like, that ain't my business. It becomes my business when you try to make me play the game. I'm not gonna call you a goldfish. Despite the angry reaction from pro-transgender activists on Twitter, Neo's comments stand in line with the majority of Americans, who strongly oppose the medical transitioning of minors. Per The Hill, a majority of Americans oppose allowing gender-affirming care for minors and transgender women participating in women's sports, a poll found. A Washington Post KFF poll found that 68% of adults oppose access to puberty-blocking medication for transgender children ages 10 to 14 and 58% oppose access to hormonal treatments for transgender kids ages 15 to 17. More than 60% said transgender women and girls should not be allowed to compete with other women and girls in youth, high school, college and professional sports. Last month, Louisiana became the 20th state to ban the transitioning of minors. This year has been record-shattering for anti-LGBTQ legislation, with particular scrutiny on gender-affirming healthcare access for transgender children and teenagers. 19 states have passed laws restricting it, but not all bans are the same, CNN noted. While some states have enacted laws that can punish healthcare professionals who provide gender-affirming treatment to minors with prison time, others have built in limited exceptions for minors to continue medication-based or non-surgical forms of care, it added. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.